everyone, and welcome to our sixth episode of Embrace Equity podcast. Today we will discuss on the topic equity in workforce diversity. While diverse workforce has the potential to benefit the organization in many known ways, there are challenges that organizations need to address in managing the spectrum. Let's hear it from Chanakya Chaudhary, Vice President, Corporate Services, Tata Steel, who leads a vertical with diverse skill sets and background. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Our workforce ranges from doctors, pilots to engineers and even sports persons. How can employees with diverse skill sets feel valued in the workplace?
Thanks, Neha, for having me around for this session. First of all, I think it's a very, very important part of our work culture, work ethos of Tata Steel, to make everyone feel important, as you rightly asked. When I joined the company close to 35 years back, there used to be a logo which said, Tata Steel, an equal opportunity employer. And we may not have understood it then, but after 35 years, I can tell you that this company, which I think is an institution, has a place for everyone. From every walk of life, people are not gauged or judged on their physical attributes. I think the entry points are very, very clear. If you have it in you, Tata Steel is the place for you. And we have various examples for it. And I think that's the first step that any organization should have, which is that you embrace everyone the way they are. And I think that's the first point in which one shows respect. Second is our work culture has always evolved over a period of time. And I think I don't want to get into the details of the first of Tata Steel to create a kind of a work culture which was recognizing the needs of each and every employee segment in the 1920s and 30s. But I think that culture and that legacy has carried on. And very recently in COVID, you would have seen when our management decided to do work from home, absolute work from home. It's a known fact in IT companies, but I don't think many manufacturing companies, mining companies, and metal manufacturing companies would have it. But we've had it, right? And it still works, and it works well. It's only to cater to the needs of people as it comes. I think we also have a very strong performance management system, which ensures behavior, good behavior, which means someone will be senior, someone will be junior, someone will be a peer. But how does one behave in a work sphere? So there are many examples of what the company has been doing to ensure that everyone is respected for work and what they bring to the table as a value.
Definitely, sir. Employees with diverse skill sets can make significant contributions to the workplace, and it is crucial to recognize them in ways that make them feel valued. How can organizations ensure that they are providing equal opportunities for employees to develop their skills and grow regardless of their background or skill set?
So just continuing from what I was mentioning, so if you look at corporate services, I think we have a very, very dissimilar kind of a group under corporate services. And you rightly mentioned they are doctors, they are pilots, there's a huge amount of community engagement staff that we have under Tata Steel Foundation now. There's corporate communication, like all of you. Every vertical has a different nuance. Every vertical's requirements are different. A doctor is a professional. A pilot is a professional. A CSR employee under Tata Steel Foundation, we earlier used to think anyone could do it, but I'm sorry, it's not so. You need specialization. And I think that's what brings such a great amount of unity and diversity in our setup, especially in corporate services. If I have to give you the data, I will say that we are one of the top runners in terms of diversity. We are above the company's requirement of 25%. But if you look at the breakup of each of these departments that I mentioned, you will see a lot of people who are joining this department are welcome there. That's why they join. And that's why you have such a high amount of or high percentage of diversity within corporate services. Surely, some departments have higher than the others, like corporate communication has the highest within corporate services, I think about more than 40%. And there are some laggards as well. But overall, whether it is security, whether it is medical, whether it is any of the other CSR, the diversity in gender and otherwise is very good. And I think that's that only goes to prove that our work systems, our work culture is good and people are welcome here. And that's why year after year they join us and they are retained in the organization. They stay back with us, most of them.
Quite insightful, sir. Equal opportunities for skill development is the key to fostering inclusivity in a diverse workplace. Moving on to our last question. In your views, how can organizations attract and retain a diverse range of talent with different skill sets?
See, Tata Steel actually provides you various platforms for various kind of skill sets. So I'll start from outside in. Now, if you look at Tata Steel Foundation, they work outside in and inside out. What does it mean? They are our face for the community engagement. For a community which is outside Tata Steel, but in some way surely engaged with Tata Steel. So if you look at the initiatives that we have taken under Tata Steel Foundation for the girl child, whether it is Mansi, Rishta, Disha, they are all starting from the birth of a child, or let's say a birth of a girl child, to the time she gives birth to a child. All our initiatives are actually earmarked at various ages of life. And they are not one-off initiatives. Mansi is a program which is running for more than 10 years. Rishta is a program which is equally sustainable. Disha is something where we find a lot of girls becoming community leaders. Over and above that, Jyoti Scholarship. Look at the numbers we give. We have 5,500 scholarships, out of which more than 60-65% are to the girls. And deserving, meritorious girls. What are we trying to achieve here? We are trying to bring forth a diversity into the fold, and they are tomorrow welcome to join us. When I look at inside out, there are various platforms of not only joining us, but continuing with us. Because once you join us, your sphere of work doesn't remain where you are. So if I take my own example, I joined in Jharia, then I was in TQM, then I went to Delhi, I'm back. So I think the company provides a very, very large canvas for us to play, but the play has to be transparent, fair, and value-adding to ourselves and the organization by the end of the day. It is not necessary that everyone knows what is their calling. But when you get engaged on various platforms, suddenly you realize that maybe your calling is not IT, but it is Copcom, or my calling is not sports, but HR. And there is an opportunity. And if you have the flair for it, you have the urge to do it, you will be given an opportunity. I also want to tell you that, you know, looking at the way we work on inclusivity and equity, a lot of interest has also been shown by the Tata Group companies, especially the companies which are working in the retail side. Just to give you an example, in the last year or so, we all know that Tata Electronics is setting up a full-fledged manufacturing hub in Tamil Nadu. And they had reached out to us for youngsters, especially for girls, saying that can we get, you know, trained and skilled girls from our area of operations, which is Jharkhand and Orissa. And I'm happy to share that more than 700 girls were trained, skilled under the Tata Steel Skill Development Society, which is under Tata Steel Foundation, and 700 of them have got placed across. So that means a girl child who was born in Jharkhand, Orissa, was educated here, was skilled and trained here, has now got an opportunity to work outside. Going forward, I also want to mention that we run the ITIs. You will have heard about Tamar and Jagannathpur and Chhatrapati Jamshedpur. Some of the boys and girls who are getting trained and educated here are going abroad. We are in very, very advanced stage of conversation currently with Trent, which runs the West Side and the Zudio. They are looking for youngsters, boys and girls, to be trained and skilled, who can then manage their stores across the country. And I think the numbers they are looking for are very, very high. And it's a great opportunity, because here's a company which is Tata Steel, which provides a platform within the organization for inclusivity and equity. And the Tata Group is also looking towards us now to provide them with skilled manpower who they can utilize in their own work sphere.
Awesome. So retaining a diverse set of talent in an organization is vital to create a high-performing workforce, and set and these strategies stated by you are integral to achieving it. So this brings us to the end of the podcast episode on equity in workforce diversity. Stay tuned for more on Embrace Equity Podcast.